We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A shocking move today by the Dallas Stars. KRLD's Austin York says head coach Jim Montgomery has been fired.
Despite a winning record, Montgomery was fired today for what the team calls unprofessional conduct. General Manager Jim Neal would not elaborate on what exactly Montgomery did.
This all came to light on Sunday, and once I received all the information, we sat down, we had to digest everything, and as I mentioned, we talked to general counsel and everything else.
He says Montgomery was very disappointed by the decision. Dallas civil attorney Rocky Dunn says without knowing specifics, Montgomery could have breached the moral clause in his contract.
Moral clause can be anything from abuse of alcohol, drugs, sexual harassment, using improper racial insensitivity language, to any type of a violation that would bring disrepute onto the club.
Rick Bonus, who served as an assistant coach, will assume the role of interim head coach. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A former top official in Mexican law enforcement is arrested in Dallas. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the feds say he's tied to drug kingpin El Chapo.
51-year-old Gerardo Luna is a Florida resident who was wanted in New York but was arrested in Dallas. Federal authorities arrested Luna on Monday. He was indicted in the Eastern District of New York for drug trafficking and making false statements. The indictment says Luna has been involved in the trafficking since January of 2001. Luna's name was raised during the trial of drug lord Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo. He is serving a life prison term in the nation's most secure federal lockup in Colorado. Guzman ran the notorious Sinaloa cartel, which murdered and bribed its way to the top of the DEA's list of drug cartels. Luna is due in federal court later today to face a judge before he's removed back to Brooklyn to face the charges. Authorities have not said why Luna was in Dallas at the time of his arrest.
Police still looking for the gunman responsible for killing a 17-year-old last night in Garland. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the update.
Lieutenant Pedro Barano with the Garland Police says they got the call yesterday evening around 5:30.
When our officers arrived, they advised us that a teenager was shot and had died from his injuries.
Barano says a witness had driven the victim to the hospital. He told police the shooting happened in a parking lot near South First Street during a transaction. Authorities are not able to say what that transaction was, but they believe it could be drug-related. Police say they spoke to witnesses and have several leads.
There's a lot of things in motion that the detectives are doing right now. We don't have anybody in custody, but we have some names that we're following up on.
The victim is from Dallas, and police say he was most likely a student. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Homeless shelters will have their doors open tonight as bitter cold sweeps across the area. The city will open the doors of the Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. They'll have cots set up to help the homeless. Just 2 weeks until Christmas, and you definitely don't want to be sick heading into the holidays. KRLD's Melanie Brown looks at ways you can avoid catching the flu.
Peak flu season is usually February, but this year it could be at the end of this month or early January. Dr. Mia Finkelstein says the first line of defense is the vaccine, but avoiding a doctor's office is another.
If they go into the office with the illness they have and the high fevers that they may have, they're just sharing their germs and they're accepting germs from others that may be in the waiting room who are sick.
That's where virtual visits come in. Telemedicine appointments have tripled since October. Dr. Finkelstein advises avoiding travel and crowds if possible. 16 states currently have flu outbreaks. Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Three current roadway realities are preventing technology from solving the problem of traffic congestion. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox explains.
In a recent paper, Greg Winfrey, the director of the Texas Transportation Institute, spelled out what's taking technologies like automated and Wi-Fi connected cars so long from becoming a reality. Number one, Americans don't carpool.
Before it was problematic, that was the American way.
Two, we still fund highways the same way we did in 1932, the federal gas tax.
An excise tax based on $1993 dollars in 2020 is insufficient.
The third being we still accept roadway fatalities as the price for transportation. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The star of a classic 80s movie is touring and making a stop right here in North Texas.
Does that laugh ring a bell? Pee Wee Herman, a.k.a. Paul Rubens, is celebrating the 35th anniversary of Pee Wee's Big Adventure with a nationwide tour, including a stop at the Majestic Theater in Dallas on March 8th. The tour will feature a special screening of the film, followed by stories about the making of the movie told by Rubens himself. The movie made Pee Wee Herman a household name, and later his show, Pee Wee's Playhouse, would run for 5 years and earn 22 Emmys. The tour kicks off on February 14th in Portland, and you can get tickets for the Dallas show starting at 10 a.m. this Friday at Ticketmaster. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We told you about the coaching change for the Dallas Stars. They'll be home to take on New Jersey tonight at 7:30.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.